For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I got a little boy at home. His name's Jack. That's the weirdest way to say it. My wife and I have a child.
A son.
Yeah, I've got a son. His name's Jack. He's about to turn 3. He's the best thing ever. He came by today at the radio station.
Honestly, that got me up and about for the morning. Having Jack come in, 2.5 years old, so cute. Comes giving me a high five. Hey, Davo. So great.
When we pulled up, he pointed at the giant poster on the side of the building, which got yours and mine's faces on it, which is just... If I have to meet mates after work out the front of the radio station, it's my least favourite event. Because
what do you mean? You usually stand under there with your arms crossed, leaning back, foot up on the wall. That's me, fellas.
Yeah, well, that's my OnlyFans account. But he's a beautiful little boy. But today he unfortunately has done something for the first time. He's stolen something.
Oh, dear.
From a shop. And what worries me is... If you're going to steal something, you know, keep it out of the family. Keep it out of the family friendship groups, because we were down. My wife was like, hey, we've got the morning free. Let's go to the Fives in Bellbrae. And who helps run the Bellbrae Fives Cafe? Davo?
It's our favourite Kerno, Ed Kerno.
Ed Kerno. And he was there pretending to look busy, as he did. Mm-hmm. And as we were leaving, we jumped in the car. My son had a green apple. I was like, said to my wife, I was like, why'd you bring him a whole green apple? I don't even remember buying a green apple.
You are very against green apples, famously.
Yeah, I was like, why? I was like, I love that he's eating apples, but why'd you get green? She's like, I didn't bring him a green apple. And he's sitting there.
Yeah.
So I go back in, and they do have a produce section. And he's just nicked an apple and just yeeted out of there. I'm mm-hmm. Taking a bite. So I went back and paid.
Oh, that's
I went
nice.
Back. Well, I said to my wife, I was like, I'm going to teach him a lesson. Like he's retaining any of this. Mm-hmm. But so I went back in and they were like, hey, can we help you? And I was like, my son's nicked one of your apples. Just one green for me, please. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, we saw him take that. I was like, stop him next time.
Well, they saw him.
And it's... early for a life of crime. And as you know, a parent, I'm not upset. I'm just furiously disappointed because you should know better than that. You don't steal apples from cafes.
This
you know?
Is the lesson in life. This is where it starts. You know, you stole something. I mean, I stole a little one when I was a kid. I stole one of those little, what are they called, like plaster kind of little ornaments from Cheap as Chips.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Just put in your room or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I just thought I would have that.
You know what? I think I will have that.
And then, I got in the car with my dad, who absolutely lost his mind.
Chewed you out?
He didn't go in there and pay for it, but I certainly knew about it, that's for sure.
That's so funny. He's like, it's absolutely not on. Anyway, we probably should head home. You know, it is getting late. 5223295. What'd your kid steal? Now, when we say your kid, it could have been you as a child, like what Davo's just said.
Yep.
What did your kid steal? You didn't realise until you were in the car, you were back home, or you'd already left the shop. Jamie from Cariah, you were the first one to call through. What did your kid steal?
My daughter used to run away in the supermarket, and then I'd always find in the confectionery aisle smashing the Kinder Surprises to steal the toys.
She would be eating. So it wasn't she was taking them for later. She's like, if I eat them in the aisle, you can't stop me.
No, she didn't want the chocolate at all. She would just smash them.
Oh, like not even...
Sorry.
She didn't want the chocolate. She just smashed them and wanted the toy. And then I think one day I counted, like, there were 6 of them. And I said to them, do you want me to pay? And the lady's like, just don't worry about it.
You know what, though? How satisfying. Like, she's got the right idea. Yeah. Smashing those eggs without eating them and then getting the toys
that's
out of them. That's
rogue,
a bit of fun.
Rogue business there from your daughter, Jamie, in Cariah. Anna is in East Geelong. Anna, what did your kids steal? Anna, are you there?
Oh, yes. Hello, yes.
What did you steal as a kid?
My daughter, I was in Target, and she actually stole a butterfly hair clip.
Oh, gorgeous. So just walked out, put it on her head?
No, well, she had it kind of tucked in her hand. So when I got back to the car, I said, what's she got in her hand? Looked, and she had this clip. And I said, right, back into the store we went. And I asked to speak to the manager, and I made her tell the manager what she did.
Yeah, she would have learned her lesson there.
Learned a lesson. We got a bit of a scratchy phone line there, Anna, from you. But, yeah, I do like a walking back into the manager. And you can't, as a parent, is it my job now with a son? Like, if I go in and be like, and I wink at the manager, be like, mm-hmm. you let him know this is absolutely not on. So should I get my son in this afternoon to look Ed Curno in his beautiful face and say, I stole an apple?
Look, we can't do that to Jack now. It's been too many hours.
He's okay. All right. Ian's in Geelong West. Ian, this was you when you were a kid. You stole something.
Yeah, family trip up to Ballarat and the Goldfield, so Sovereign Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And, classic. Yeah. And back in the day, I think this was going to be like early 80s, you used to get those really fat, long, about 30-centimetre pencils that had a big eraser at the end.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you'd like, you'd, I was only, what, maybe 7 or 8, and I just walked out with it. Like, it's a big, big, like, novelty pencil kind of thing. It still worked and everything, but it had, you know, Goldfields printed on the side.
Do you still have it, Ian?
Still, look, I probably did it at my mum's place in a box somewhere in my collectibles. All my key rings, because I was a nerd.
Yeah, well, you never keep the loot that you steal. That's criminal record 101. You got to. Then your mum's going to get in trouble there. Did your parents ever find you out, or you got away with that one cold?
Oh, they didn't find out till I got home. So I just sort of had it, put it in a little backpack.
I mean, what a fantastic thing to have, you know?
I mean, Ocean's 14 is going to be an absolute killer with this story.
Tim and Davo.
Tim and Davo here on K-Rock with Ed Curno. Thanks to Metrol Geelong. Better service, better advice, better building solutions. We bloody love when he swings by, don't we, Davo?
Oh, it's fantastic. Our preferred Curno, as we said.
Yes.
Now, look, Ed, let's have a talk about the Geelong Kitty Cats. I mean, here's your open space here. Tell us how you feel about the Cats.
Your journey from childhood to now.
I mean, you grew up loving them, right?
Well, we were on Catherine Street, Geelong West. Barry Stoneham was a few houses down. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't think he ever said hello, but it was cool. I think.
Yeah.
And they were good-ish in a good way where they weren't too good. And then they got too good and then I decided to hate them.
Mm. Yeah, you say hate, don't you? You often will say that you really don't like the Cats.
I like some of the people there, Davo, so I don't know where this is going. I'm a bit concerned. I don't like them.
Now I'm hearing a little bit about little baby Ed Curno from the rough streets of Geelong West all the way to Bellbray. I don't know how he's doing it, Davo.
Yeah, but obviously every week he comes in and talks absolute rubbish about the Cats.
You do.
Which I found really interesting, especially when you whipped this out.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played, at home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark, down at Kidinia Park.
You wouldn't sing it with that much gusto if you hated them, would you, Ed Curno?
That sounds like how I read a book. That was embarrassing.
I mean,
how did you cut that up like that?
No, we didn't Where's cut Ava? Anything up. Ava. You were very, very passionate about singing the Geelong Cats song. In fact, you were so forceful that you made us play it on air not once, but twice.
Twice, oh my God.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played, at home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark, down at Kidinia Park.
Wow.
Seamless, wow.
That's actually, I'm surprised that I've got this. Is that the full song?
No, there's a second verse, but clearly you didn't want to give it your all.
I've never been able to sing a full song of the Carlton one, so I couldn't even.
Even when you were winning games, you didn't remember.
I could always get the da 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 da
bit.
Which is a good bit, Dave. You'd love that bit. And then I'd just kind of stand there and hoot. But yeah, I always struggled to remember the words.
Mm. Tell you what, if this was the voice, Dave and I would be spinning our chairs because that was beautiful.
From the heart, and obviously from the heart.
The Geelong Football Club's unofficial number one ticket holder, Ed Curno. We knew you still had that special place in your heart. Mm. So it's nice, little Ed Curno still out there with love for the Navy White.
He's gone.
He's gone. Well,
he's gone.
Ed Curnow.
Well, it doesn't sound like
no,
it.
No, anyway. Well, one more time.
Kangaroos.
Ed, we are going to get you to stick around because Big Ticket Energy is in a moment and About Time Bathhouse, another one of those small operations that you run. We have an experience for that. Are you keen to help us do that in a moment?
I'm keen.
All right.
As long as we don't have to hear that song.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So we have this fella that works with us. We're not going to name names here on the airwaves, but he's a funny character because sometimes he'll come to us with some predicaments he's in.
Yeah.
And it just blows our mind.
It's because he's like, well, you won't believe this. You know, my misso is upset with me because of A, B, and C. And then he'll explain the most ridiculous thing where it's clearly his partner is totally in the right. And he came over to us today and he was like, oh, yeah, my partner is getting a bit funny. She's like, we've got her birthday dinner coming up and she wants me to dress up, but like it's in our house and we're having people around. She wants me to dress up. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, like that's pretty, if like you're hosting.
He's yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, I'm hosting.
Of course. And it's a celebration. So yeah. Why wouldn't you dress up?
And then I was like, is it for like how old is she turning? And he was like, well, it's her 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man. Wear a collared shirt.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, but his problem was that his misso was telling him what to wear.
She set it up for him.
She set it up for him. She's basically laid out the clothes and said, this is what you're wearing to my 30th.
Yeah.
And there's no way to get around that.
There's definitely a part of my life, maybe 5 years ago, where my wife and I did have, I don't know why, maybe I was not very proud of my appearance or my clothes and she would be like, I don't think you should wear that, you should wear this. And I'd be like, well, what I'm wearing isn't inappropriate, just not what you would prefer, but I don't think it's inappropriate. And like, that took me a while to get over.
Yeah, okay. So you were sort of in the same boat as our mate here at work, sort of trying to push against it when your misso's just helping you out and getting you into a better looking outfit.
Do you think males are better when their partners dress them?
100%. 100%. I honestly think that most guys could use a lot of, I reckon 85, I'm going to go 85% of blokes could use a little bit of a woman's touch in as far as getting them nicely dressed.
Yes. And you know, a man's touch can go a long way as well sometimes, Dave.
I wouldn't know.
But we thought we could open the phones on 52232955. Do you dress your partner? Tell us about the things that you've had to throw out of theirs. They just wouldn't understand why they couldn't wear tracksuit pants out to dinner with your family.
Well, that's it. But I mean, my ex, I'll tell you, he went from a 4 to at least an 8.
Wow, after you've my doubled dressing. Him.
I doubled him up and he honestly looked fantastic. Compliments galore.
Well, you are probably one of the coolest dressers I know. And do you know how hard it is for me to say that? Because it's logically true that you are. There's no doubt about it. 52232955. Do you dress your partner? And if you're on the other side, does your partner dress you? How does it feel? It's a safe-ish space.
Your wife took you shopping the other week.
I was involved in the selection.
Yeah, but mainly, no doubt, I could tell from the outfits that your wife had a bit of a say in what you were...
fingerprints were all over it.
Definitely. And how good has your butt looked in those pants since, hey?
Well, from what a couple of punters on the street have said to me... Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Sturdy, steady, mesmerizing.
Donkey.
Few words.
An absolute hee-haw. Donkey.
But Dave, we wanted to get people on the phone with, like, do you dress your partner and how are they receiving that? Vicky in Ainsbury's given us a call. Vicky, you dress your partner?
Of course I do, Tim.
Yep.
He always, before we got married, he would wear T-shirts with the top pocket and put his phone in it. So those shirts have been thrown in the bin. Slowly, when he, so I'll do a wash and then I'll throw another pair off, and then he'll have his tracksuit pad with holes in it. And he goes, nah, they're my lucky ones. So they're slowly going in the bin as well.
Vicky, I don't understand. There's something about men and wearing the wrong size T-shirt. It's like they've never put a T-shirt on and tried it on for fit. It's just like it's covering the bits that it needs to. It'll be fine.
But if you lift your arms up, then his
belly's
up.
Out.
Yeah.
You can see everything through it, you know? Like,
it's one of those things they kind of look at it and go, oh, yeah, that will do. They don't look at it. They don't try. They don't look at the sizes.
Yeah.
And so now... he's not allowed to go shopping by himself. He has to take me.
Yeah, great.
His daughter.
Great.
That's good. Well, Vicky, you run a tight ship there, and we absolutely love to hear it. Emily from Bannockburn's also on the phone. Emily, you've tried and tried and tried, but it's not landing so well with your partner. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. He loves these singlets too much.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sorry to hear. Now, look, does he have a rig on him that's worth getting the singlets on?
I don't think I want to comment on that.
Well, you know, like you're either going to have...
I like my body
shape. You've
either
got Des and Troy out there and they're proud of them and that's why you're wearing singlets or you're just an average Joe with a singlet on. You know what I mean? And that's okay. You can be an average Joe with a singlet on.
It's the confidence.
He just loves them too much.
So what have you tried in the past that hasn't worked, Emily?
I've tried to go out and buy nice shirts for him just to put on when we go out or when we have an event and... He just goes back to T-shirts. At least it's a T-shirt, but he goes back to T-shirts. Or he decides to put on stained shorts.
Yeah, great.
No, but they're probably really comfy, Em.
That does not matter when you have an event.
Now, I just to go back to what type of singlet are we talking about? Like, I'm thinking Bintang.
Yeah, or like those big
correct.
Wide ones.
Bintang.
Yeah, correct.
Are you, it's not a new
Bali, we should shut the planes down. It's not good. It's not right.
It's Tim and Davo.
We are up and about for a Wednesday, arvo.
We certainly are. And you know who else is up and about right now? It's one and only Justin Bieber.
Now, we do love Justin Bieber. He's had a good fortnight, the young man, you know. Coachella, a couple of sets, and people are all about Justin Bieber. We've been smashing Beauty and the Beat in particular at K-Rock at the moment.
Absolutely. But he has another song that has gone absolutely viral right now. It is his song, Hallelujah.
Let's take a walk, hallelujah. Sun is out, hallelujah. Kissing you, hallelujah. Dream of you, hallelujah. Look at you, hallelujah.
Really beautiful. Justin Bieber, he's a man of godly beliefs.
He's religious. He's probably just a normal human way to say that.
No, thank you so much. But yes, of course, it's a really lovely song by Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of memes going around on the internet right now where people are sort of changing out what they're praising and putting their own spin on it.
Okay. So
I saw a fantastic one of Paddington Bear the other day and it basically had like...
You and Paddington Bear.
Me and Famous Bear.
What is it with you with bears with no pants?
Love it.
Winnie the Pooh, Paddington.
Bear in the Big Blue House. He's fully nude.
He's fully nude.
But no, the Paddington Bear one was things like Marmalade, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Buses on time in London, Hallelujah. You know, really beautiful stuff. And I thought today on the Tim and Davo show, we could do some of our own Hallelujahs.
Oh, excellent. You gave me a bit of a heads up, so I've been thinking about it all afternoon. Do you want to take us away with the first one?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go.
Beers under $15.
That's what's your hallelujah?
Absolutely. Okay, you're getting a beer under $15 these days.
All right, I'll have a go with this one. A full night's sleep without a toddler in my bed. Hallelujah. I do love my son, but my back is getting reamed at the moment.
No, that is absolutely fair.
Okay, have you got another one, Davo?
Yeah, sure. Cats take the win.
Hallelujah. You've married for this team for 40 days. You need to simmer down about the cats. Okay. Yeah, I've got another one. Serious conversations, but having a lollipop.
Okay.
I realised we were having a very deep and meaningful chat the other day while absolutely ripping into some Chupa Chups. It was like, oh, yeah, so that... Yeah, that does sound tough, Davo. And I really like that. Okay.
I got one more.
All right.
Registered my car.
Did you?
Yeah.
What do you mean? For Victoria?
No.
Davo!
Almost.
God, just keep registering it for the Northern Territory.
Shh. Okay. Can't keep saying it on air.
All right, I got one more, and this will finish us off. Accidentally swearing on the radio.
If you know, you know.
Unfortunately, you've known a couple of times. It's Tim and Davo driving you home. Hallelujah. You're on K-Rock 95.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.